El Cajon Rentals, Granite Hills, and the East County Sweet Spot. First, the neighborhood. Granite Hills is a quieter residential pocket inside El Cajon, largely detached homes, lower density, and a suburban feel that separates it from the busier commercial corridors. Crime data from Crime Grade and Area Vibes puts Granite Hills at roughly 26 to 33 incidents per 1,000 residents annually. That's at or slightly below the national average and notably calmer than broader El Cajon. Residents describe it as family-oriented, spacious, and peaceful day-to-day. The common gripes? East County heat in summer, older housing stock, and the broader El Cajon crime reputation bleeding into the zip code unfairly. Incomes here run above the El Cajon city median near $67,000, a solid working professional and family mix. Now the rentals. Zillow's typical rent for El Cajon is $2,275/month, up just 0.1% year over year, one of the flattest rent markets in East County. Realtor.com doesn't publish rent data for smaller cities like El Cajon, so Zillow is the anchor. Live listings from RentCast show real options close to that range. At 390 North 1st Street, Unit 9, a two-bedroom/two-bath single-family is listed at $2,500/month. At 11,412 via Rancho San Diego, Unit 48 near the Rancho San Diego area, another two-bedroom/two-bath runs $2,650/month at about 866 square feet. 11,511 Fury Lane, Unit 28 is $2,695/month at 852 square feet. And if you want the most room, 15,420 Old Highway 80, Space 187 offers 1,280 square feet at $3,200/month. Confirm garage and in-unit laundry directly with each landlord. Those are your must-asks for classic truck setup. If a house or ADU doesn't pan out, Park Point Apartments at 2450 Hilton Head Place carries a strong 4.4-star Google rating across 403 reviews, a well-vetted fallback. Rancho de la Luna at 478 Van Houten Avenue is another option at 4.3 stars. Tap the link to see current photos and availability.